I had dinner with my wife tonight at a sushi restaurant, and we got into a conversation about what we would do if we had a year to live. And the reason we got into that conversation was pertaining to it was a podcast I listened to, and the gentleman, I forget his name, but I think he was 40 years old, and he had made a lot of money. I think it's like tens of millions or maybe even 100 million doing some kind of investing, venture capital, or started a business or something like that. And he went totally off the grid when he was 40 and just decided to spend time with his family and do some other causes that were important to him, and just kind of got outside the world of making money and being ambitious in a different way, I guess, is the way that it would probably be better said. And after he did that, he totally committed to that life and found out a year later that he had an incurable form of stomach cancer. And he eventually passed on. And the book is about that experience. And, you know, I actually don't have the name of the book right now in front of me, which is crazy. But that was a real perspective shifter for me to hear that today. And I'm going to get the book and I'm going to read the book, and I'll come back later and give you the name of it. But I think it's a lesson to, as we're doing all this stuff, to examine what we would be doing if we didn't have a long time to go. And really appreciating the gift of being able to do something that you enjoy. And for me, it's going in every day and being able to look at the market and do that for a living and watch it and solve that puzzle and not have to do something I don't want to do, and just being really grateful for that opportunity and appreciating that gift and knowing that it makes it easier to be successful in doing that when you have that attitude of letting it flow to you and not having to force it and not having to really do anything more than follow the path that you're on. So this is a little bit different than the more technical message about markets or whatever else, but it's definitely something that sat with me tonight as I listened to that podcast and had that conversation. I just looked up that book. It's called Not Fade Away, A Short Life Well Lived. You can get it on Amazon for $5 or $6. I don't think they have audio version, but they have a hard copy. So if you're interested, that's the name of the book.